Thank you for calling
Hello.
Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hi, Valerie. This is Alexis Henrik. So I'm calling to report Megan Krejci. She is completely out of control. She is drinking so heavily. She literally last night, she's been having me live at her house and literally locked me out of the house last night in 7-degree weather with all of my items inside. I had to call the police in order for her to just give me my dog.
Oh.
Yeah, and she was trying to have the dog taken by the police that I called for my safety. Ow, ow, ow. My hair was caught. And I literally had to go last night and check into a hotel. The reason I didn't clock out last night, it was because she would not give me my cell phone and all of my things. So by the time I did get anything, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. So that's the reason for any late clockouts or missed clockouts. I have been trying to reason with this woman and level with this woman because she is demanding that I give her all of the money that I make through your company in order to continue to live there. So she did all of this because I would not give her my banking information to log into my bank account and take the money from me that I earned.
These have been happening all those days last week?
Yes, she's been arguing with me. We tried to sit down and have a calm conversation with her boyfriend and somebody of my choosing. And they literally told her, you know, you're being, like, what you're doing is wrong, that you're being unreasonable, and you're drunk. And she flipped out on them as well as me, and it's just been, it's, I can't do it anymore. I've tried to reason with this woman. I already called ATS. I already called and talked to Jen, her coordinator, and I just need, like, she's going to try to call and say some awful thing about me, which I don't even know, because last time we got into this argument, she tried to tell me that she was going to tell them I stole her car, which is in her driveway, and I never stole her car. She asked me to go and do things for her, and I would do those things, and that was it.
She stated that you stole her car.
Right, but I never, ever took her car anywhere without her knowing.
Got it.
Never.
Oh.
She sent me really nasty text messages. And, I mean, last month alone, she got almost $3,000 from me without, like, not from the money of working. This was just because, oh, she's also Airbnb-ing at her house right now. So what she's doing, and she's basically openly admitted this to me, is that she's using Airbnb to find people who don't have anywhere to go, trying to give them this home health aid job, and then, like, blackmailing them into giving her every dollar that's made through the company. And then she still wants them and expects them to be the maid for her Airbnb business that she's trying to run, which is also illegal. She already went to court, because the township is telling her she cannot Airbnb out of her residence.
Oh, wow.
I have all text message proof.
Airbnb.
Yes. That's how she met me and roped me into this. And I was happy to do the job and take care of her and do what needed to be done. And because I won't give her the money that I made and I earned, I had no problem paying rent to live there. But she is asking for every dollar that I make from working with you guys.
Okay, you are working for her, but also you're just paying your rent, which is normal. But she wants all
no,
your
that,
money.
No, and that was normal. Yes, she wants every dollar that has come into my account from being paid from you guys.
Okay.
And wants me to do the job and wants me to, I don't understand what she wants me to do. Honestly, she keeps telling me to do this, that, and the third, and I keep doing those things for her, and she literally locked me out of the house in the middle of the night last night in 7-degree weather. Like, it's freezing cold outside.
Yes. Okay, so will you continue working for her or not?
No, I will not continue working for her.
Yesterday was your
last day? Yesterday was my last day with her. I already have somebody else who wants me to take care of them. And once I get off the phone with you, I'm going to be applying through their company.
Okay, you can, when you have the patient information, you can text me, like, patient address and full name, so onboarding representative can contact the patient to be in the agency.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Just one thing, let me see. I will send you the... Do you have the tension links already?
What?
The tension links, do you have
the... I have the timesheet. Yeah.
Okay, and Tuesday you're looking at 11, okay? So start time should be at 11.
Okay.
And I will send you the depending day so we can make sure that you submit the correct timesheet, okay? I will be sending you the information. Like, that message is okay for you? Alexis? Miss?
Hello?
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, you're breaking up. Can I send you the information by text message?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I will do it right away, okay?
Okay, thank you. Okay,
you're welcome. Thank you to you for this important information. Okay, I'm going to report to my manager and follow up.
Thank you. Yep, thank you.
You have a good one.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.